Welcome to Moneyline. This is Matt McCall. Thanks for joining me again this week. Got a lot of stuff to cover today. We're going to usually do three topics. We're going to do kind of like a hot list here and kind of and roll through a bunch. We got to talk about Amazon joining the 1 trillion club. Amazing numbers out of Amazon. We're talking about the coronavirus still affecting the markets right now. Cryptocurrencies are rocking and rolling. Bitcoin getting close to 10,000 once again. Everything's firing all cylinders, even with the coronavirus spreading. Coming up on Moneyline.
The buck starts here. Moneyline with Matt McCall.
All right, again, Matt McCall here, Moneyline. Thanks for joining me this week. We got a lot to cover, so I'm going to go pretty quickly through a lot of stuff. It's a pretty busy week. It's earnings season, so we got a lot of big things coming up. But there's an announcement that there's now a new trillion-dollar company. We already had Microsoft. We already had Apple. We already had Google/Alphabet. Now we have Amazon joining the ranks of the $1 trillion market valuation club. I mean, absolutely amazing. You know, I woke up this morning, and I saw the numbers last night, obviously. But I woke up this morning, I was just thinking, man, you know, it wasn't too long ago that Amazon was basically, you know, hated on Wall Street. I remember this is not that long ago at all. People putting down Jeff Bezos saying he's a joke. He doesn't know what he's doing. They're spending so much money. They're not profitable. And, you know, even going back, just looking back 15 years to 2005, I mean, this stock was down in the low 30s. Looking at the chart right now, it's amazing to me. In the low 30s, we're now close to $2,050 a share. So if we take a look at what type of gain that is, you're looking at like over 6,000%. It's one of these situations where I'm going to get into a little bit more talking about smaller companies, but it's mind-blowing. At one point this morning, obviously Friday, this is being taped Friday, Amazon was up close to 10%. It gained over $50 billion in market cap. $50 billion it gained in one day. Some of the microcaps that we recommend are 100 million, 200 million. They gained $50 billion in one day. Just think about that, how big that is. You also have to think about how many shares Jeff Bezos owns and his strange wife, how much she owns. She just sold some, actually. Boy, she made a really stupid mistake, didn't she? She sold shares. Not that it matters. She's worth billions of dollars anyway, but it's unbelievable how much money somebody can make in one day. And not to say you're going to be Jeff Bezos and be a multi-billionaire anytime soon. You could, I'm not going to be realistic. You're probably not. But I'd never tell you to stop. I try every day. But if you go back to 2005, and say you bought there 15 years ago at $30 a share, the stock is up nearly $200 a share right now. Let's call it 180 because it's easy math. $180. If you bought at 30, it's simple math. That's six times your money. Your cost basis is 30. Your original investment just went up six times in one day. That's the beauty about holding stocks for long term and letting them ride. And, you know, people say, well, Matt, you recommended a stock last month and it's down 5%. What's going on? Why'd you pick that? You must have been wrong. I don't give a shit. I'm looking for 10 years, 15 years. I'm looking for winners like this. Because, again, this is all you need is one Amazon in your portfolio over a 15-year time frame, and you're going to blow the doors off the market. All you need is one. We did a presentation yesterday, CEO and I, to the rest of the company. We talked about small cap stocks. Microcaps. And we showed the venture capital style investing. We said, here's a portfolio, you know, just a mock portfolio of 12 stocks. You know, imagine if you bet, you know, 33%. It means nine stocks are down, only three are up. And of those nine stocks, one's down 100%, one's down 60, one's down, some big losers. But of the three, one was up 100%, one was up about 250%, and one was up 1,200%. I just mentioned Amazon's up 6,000. We said 1,200. It's amazing that even though you're wrong 9 out of 12 times and one of them went out of business and a couple of those got absolutely demolished, that portfolio was still up over 120% because you had that one stock, that one big winner. Obviously, Amazon's not the one to buy now because at $1 trillion, you know, to get to $2 trillion is a double, and it's going to take a lot to get another $1 trillion of market cap. It probably will at some point in the future. It's just, you know, and I like Amazon as a company, but the bottom line is you're not going to see that huge growth. We have to find the next Amazon, the next Apple, the next Google, and that's what we're achieving or trying to achieve with what I do. You know, obviously, you know, I have investment opportunities, which is our what we call front-end product. Those are bigger companies, over $2 billion market cap. Now, even still, $4 billion is still tiny compared to a trillion. But then we have our early stage investor newsletter, which is below $2 billion. And I'm so excited on Wednesday. This Wednesday coming up, we're doing a big video. Lauren Savon and I, Lauren, you may have seen her in other videos we've done, a good friend of mine. She's was an anchor at Fox and in LA and New York. And she sits down with me and we're gonna talk about some microcap stocks. And I'm releasing what we call the microcap millionaire portfolio. It's gonna be 10 stocks when we're all done, said and done, 10 microcap stocks, all under $1 billion. We're actually releasing one that's only $57 million. That's how small it is. A company that's in healthcare IT that I actually love, and it's they're making money. It's amazing to find a company that's small that's actually making money. We have a 5G stock in there. We have an AI stock in there. We have a blockchain stock, a cannabis stock, really covering all the big growth trends. But my point is that portfolio is a type of portfolio where you buy it and you put it away for the most part. Unless something dramatically changes with a company, the reasons we bought it changed dramatically, then of course we're okay to sell. But we're looking for one or two. I mean, if we get two, it's great. But just really one Amazon in there, one of those 6,000% returns over the next 10 years, and that portfolio, again, that creates financial freedom you cannot get anywhere else in the market. But the only way to do that is by investing in these smaller companies. And you know, to me, microcaps are where it's at. You take a look back at Let's take a look at some of these big names. Microsoft, Amazon, Cisco, and Intel. We've all heard of those, right? Well, this is fascinating. We did a study of some of these big winners, and we looked at, after they went public, at IPO, started trading publicly, what the return was the first 10 years, average annual return of a stock, and then the average annual return of the last 10 years. So Microsoft, the average return, this is annually, over the first 10 years, 57%, the last 10, 19%. Amazon, 126% average the first 10 years. That's amazing. More than double your money every year. 34% the last 10. Intel, 49 the first 10, 12 the last 10. Cisco, 87 the first 10, 8 the last 10. And why this is important as well, consider the last 10 years have been one of the best bull markets we've ever seen. So those numbers should be even higher. But the fact is, smaller companies have the ability to grow much faster and create more wealth for investors. So I ran the numbers. I just told you Cisco, 87% annualized gain for the first 10 years, 8% the last 10 years. So if you invested $10,000 in Cisco 10 years ago, it'd be worth $21,589.25. Not bad. You more than doubled your money. And have you ever heard of something called the law of 72? If you want to figure out how quickly it takes to double something, you take 72 divided by the annual return. So 72 divided by 8 is 9. So it takes 9 years. So this has been 10 years. So it's a little over 100% return. Now, let's look at Cisco in the first 10 years. That same $10,000 in Cisco in the first 10 years, remember I just told you? The last 10 was $21,589.25. 10 years, first 10, $5,228,968.98. 5.22 million compared to $21,589.25. 87% to 8. It doesn't sound big when you look, say 87 to 8, but it's that compounding that takes place because obviously when you're growing 87, you're nearly doubling every year in the compounding. But it just shows those first 10 years is where the money's made. So in a new portfolio I'm releasing, the Microcap Millionaires portfolio, the 10 stocks we're going to have in there, of course, all stocks in there are under $1 billion. They're small companies. All 10 stocks in there have been public for less than 10 years because we're trying to capture this right here. As a matter of fact, my one play on blockchain and cryptos, that actually just went public a few months ago, like 6 months ago. So that's really getting in early on that. But and one more thing when looking at these small companies, looked at performance from 2010 through the end of 2019. Looked at the top 10 performers. Company by the symbol of Pays, P-A-Y-S, PaySign, was actually the biggest winner in that time frame. Over 50,000% return. Unbelievable. It started out as a $19 million market cap, and obviously much bigger at this point. But if I look at that list, the largest company in the list is actually Netflix. But it started at $2.9 billion. So it started just above a small cap. It was still very tiny. It was a small mid-cap company at that point. All the rest were under $1 billion. It's mind-blowing to me. And the average size, actually, $397 million. So those right in that wheelhouse where you want. And you know, some of the gains are amazing. 50,000%, 17,000%, 4,700%. But that's where you're going to get the big gains. Not saying Amazon's not a bad play right now. It could easily go higher, but you're not going to see these types of returns. Netflix, yes, hindsight at a $2.9 billion company was an absolute freaking steal, up over 4,000%. But we need to find the next Netflix, the next Amazon. And that's what we're searching for here with these microcap stocks and these small companies. And anybody who tells you they're so risky, they're more risky than the big stocks, sure, you're going to be a little more volatile. I'm not going to lie to you. But you also can have that risk mitigated if you diversify the right way. And also, we're not just throwing darts. Just because a company's small doesn't mean it can go up. We need to do our fundamentals. We do our boots on the ground research. We put so much time into finding these stocks. I mean, this is what I love doing. I love finding new companies. Every time I come up with one, I put on my board at work and it excites the hell out of me. But these aren't penny stocks. These aren't, you know, these aren't super risky stocks. These are stocks that we put hard work into. Do they all work out? Absolutely not. But hopefully our performance in the past speaks for itself. My five biggest winners in my career were all under $1.3 billion when I recommended them, all small companies. So we've done it in the past. We believe we could do it again. All right. So Amazon, microcaps, again, next Wednesday, I think 7 p.m. we're going live, somewhere around there, East Coast time. So get ready for that. You can obviously go to our website, McCallMoneyline.com, MoneyWire, sorry, McCallMoneyWire.com. Follow me on Twitter, Matthew McCall. You'll hear all kinds of stuff. I'm sure you got emails if you follow us about the big event that we're having next Wednesday as well. We'd love to have you join us. As a matter of fact, you know, people sign up for it. In 48 hours, we've had over 13,000 people sign up for it. It's going to be probably one of our biggest events ever. I can't wait. Lauren's excited. I'm excited. I have a lot of good stuff. And I will say what's different about this, a lot of times we sit at the desk. I'm just going to stand up and I'm going to be at a board and we got a beautiful touch screen we're going to use. So it's going to be exciting, very different, a lot of great educational material, and I look forward to it. So I hope we all see you there next Wednesday at 7 p.m. One more thing I want to talk about is, you know, the coronavirus. I don't want to get into that because I think the media overhypes it already. But I just want to touch on it because it does spook people, you know, subscribers obviously writing in. Keep in mind that the stock market was rallying really, really big for several months from the bottom of October, that we're only about 2.5%, a little less than off an all-time high. So if you think about things, you know, people are saying, oh, the coronavirus is crushing the market. We're down less than 3%, folks. You know, take a, as it used to say back in the day, take a chill pill. Just relax. And Brooke's laughing at me, a producer right now, because he's younger. He probably heard it, but he probably thinks I'm dorkier than I really am. But yeah, that was a big saying back in the day, Brooke, just so you know. Take a chill pill. I might have had a shirt that even said that, that I wore underneath my suit and tie at my Catholic school. So take a chill pill, folks. The coronavirus is, I don't want to put it down because it is killing people, but I hate to even quote this news station because they a lot of liberal BS out of them. But CNN had a funny article and said, you know, forget the coronavirus. This infects 15 million people and it kills so many people a year. It was influenza, the flu. And a lot of people are saying the flu is actually more dangerous than the coronavirus because the flu kills a lot of, you know, young people, older people, people that are not in good health. And that's who's dying of the coronavirus. It's typically older people or people in bad health. As a matter of fact, there's reports that some of the kids are showing no symptoms. The kids and the family got tested and they actually were carrying it, which is kind of scary. But the bottom line is, if you look back over the last 40 years, there's been 12 health scares, according to an article I saw on CBS MarketWatch. Every single time, except for one, the market was higher 6 months later and 12 months later. And one time that is down 12 months later is down less than 1%. So let's call it flat. So for the most part, it shows that people freak out, whether it be SARS, whether it be avian, even looked at like HIV when it first came out back in the early 80s, it started hitting the headlines. And just how quickly people realize that, okay, listen, this sucks. People are dying. It's bad. But we have such great medical facilities and such great doctors and scientists throughout the world that we'll figure it out. And we've continued to do that. So again, if anything, it's a buying opportunity, a pullback. If you see stocks you like, especially Chinese stocks, I think it's a great time to buy. I think it's a really, really nice time. I'm not saying that right now is the bottom of the pullback, but it's a nice sweet spot to get some positions going forward, which is why I'm even more excited releasing this on Wednesday, because I think we have a great buying opportunity. But one area that people look to in times of geopolitical uncertainty, fear, is gold. I'm not a big gold guy. And I'm not saying I would never own gold anymore. I owned it big back in the day, but I don't see it right now. And, you know, GLD, which is the gold ETF, is up about 4% this month. But if you take a look at what Bitcoin and the cryptos have done, we got some big, big moves happening right now. We had Bitcoin last night get above 9,500, closing on 10,000. It's low 9,000s here as Friday morning. But Bitcoin up over 35% this month versus the four. Bitcoin has been fantastic this month. I know it's 1 month snapshot, but it says a lot. Beginning of the month, we had Soleimani killed. Market went down. Gold shot up. Fears that we have war with Iran. Bitcoin greatly outperformed gold in that time frame. Then we forgot about that. Market rallies. As the market rallied, gold pulled back. Bitcoin held on and did well. And then we, of course, had the coronavirus fears come in. Gold did well again. Market pulled back. Bitcoin still did well. You know, I love Bitcoin. We have it in one of the portfolios, but I will say the altcoins, the alternative coins, the smaller coins, the micro cap of cryptocurrencies. That is where the action is at. We have six in our portfolio. All six are up right now. As of last night, we had one that was up 50% in just 2 weeks. Or sorry, 3 weeks. 3 weeks. 50% in 3 weeks. No, it is 2 weeks, actually. I take that back. It is 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, up 50%. Granted, it could pull back and be up only 20% a day because it was so volatile. But man, I got to tell you, I'm loving the action. And if Bitcoin runs above 10,000, these altcoins are going to absolutely explode higher. Small portion of your portfolio at all, you know, whatever your risk can handle, if any, they not even be for you. But man, oh man, I see some great opportunity when it comes to so many smaller names, especially in the cryptos. But let's wrap it there, folks. Again, this Wednesday, Microcap Millionaire Project, Lawrence Savant and I will be live. We're amazing. We're releasing some stocks. You got to check it out. I mean, if this Amazon example doesn't get you hyped, nothing will. We'd love to see you there next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can go to McCallMoneyWire.com. Always follow me on Twitter at Matthew McCall. I love when people tweet at me. Normally it's negative. That's what people do on social media. But somebody tweeted out this morning, one of our products is called the Camus Cash Weekly. We call our payouts that we get every Monday, or usually every Monday, called Green Mondays. We sell options against our stocks, a cover call service. And we've had a hell of a track record. We're 13 for 13 right now. And one of the gentlemen who's a subscriber posted a picture. He said, using my Green Monday payouts for my green fees in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and a picture of him playing golf. So I appreciate that if you're listening, and I hope you had a hell of a round. But, you know, you ever have fun stories like that, feel free to do it. Because, I mean, you know, we are a community here building a family. I now have over 200,000 followers, over 50,000 paid subscribers. So we're growing like you wouldn't believe. And we want our family to continue to grow. I think we're doing a lot of great stuff. So I'm excited to keep it going. But if you have anything, please tweet it out. Questions, too. And keep in mind, I can't answer all those questions on Twitter because a lot of stuff's behind a paywall. We have a great customer service team that's always available. You can always call them, too. So, again, thanks so much. VIP members, remember, if you're a VIP member, you get to hear what I'm going to say next. I don't even know what I'm going to say, but I'm going to come up with something quickly. But, again, thanks again for listening. If you're watching as well, this has been Moneyline and Matt McCall.
Thanks for listening to Moneyline with Matt McCall. To find more information, head over to McCallMoneyWire.com. That's McCallMoneyWire.com.